Versant English Speaking Practice Test 9. Versant English Speaking Voice Test Practice Exams with sample responses, free recordings, and exam tips. Copyright 2022 by Test Prep Guides. Please note that these recordings are copyright. They may not be copied, shared with friends, posted online, or reproduced in any way. Please note, the Versant Test and the Versant English Test are registered trademarks of Pearson Incorporated, which is not affiliated with nor endorses these publications. Part A, Reading, Instructions. Open your test book to Part A of the practice exam. Read the sentences out loud when you hear the sentence number. You should stop speaking when you hear the beep. Note that on the real test, you will see the sentences on your computer screen. Sentence 1. Sentence 2. Sentence 3. Sentence 4. Sentence 5. Sentence 6. Sentence 7. Sentence 8. Sentence 9. Sentence 10. Sentence 11. Sentence 12. That is the end of Part A. Part B, Repeat, Instructions. Now you will hear 16 sentences. Repeat each sentence word for word.
She always keeps her desk extremely tidy and organized.
It'll take him at least 3 more hours to arrive.
I have a lot of ambitions and dreams about my career.
Most people feel upset when they hear bad news.
Cleaning the house is a chore that many people would rather avoid.
Graduates from this college usually go on to get great jobs.
That decision led to a very difficult situation.
I'm hoping for a job with an increased level of responsibility.
Customers have additional rights according to applicable laws.
After working here for 30 years, he has decided to retire.
I know I should exercise more, but I don't feel like starting today.
I wish you could shed some light on this situation.
Sometimes I wish my boss would let me speak my mind.
My parents have given me unconditional love and support.
I'd really rather not locate to a new city right now.
Many people who walk through that door will stay here.
That is the end of Part B. Part C. Questions. Instructions. Give a simple answer to each question. Your answer should be 1 to 4 words rather than a full sentence. Example. Would you make a call with a camera or a telephone? Answer. A telephone.
Diana felt run down. Was she cheerful or tired?
Would you study better in the library or the bus station?
The proposal floundered. Was it becoming successful or losing momentum?
If you're told to follow up, should you take action or do nothing?
Gavin wants to cut some paper. Would he use scissors or a fork?
The product was out of stock. Was it available or unavailable?
How many years are in a millennium, 100 or 1,000?
The meeting was adjourned. Did the meeting start or finish?
If Elise is very modest, is she humble or proud?
Camilla felt ecstatic. Was she excited or disappointed?
Which creature would you see in a forest, a snake or a dolphin?
Which is greater, a kilobyte or a gigabyte?
To move something heavy, would you use an elevator or a ladder?
Which animal has a hump? A camel or a giraffe?
Ivan was ripped off. Was he assaulted or cheated?
Rachel was apathetic about the job. Was she enthusiastic or indifferent?
Elliot was in the know about the project. Was he knowledgeable or ignorant?
The teacher spoke to the boisterous children. Were the children noisy or clever?
The plans for the new office fell through. Did the plans fail or proceed?
The company discovered an irregularity. Was the discovery probably surprising or expected?
Myla has one shirt on the chair and three shirts on the bed. How many shirts are there?
The employees were asked to assemble at 3:00. Are they going to leave or get together?
A customer is getting agitated on the phone. Is the customer appreciative or distressed?
Leo wanted to get back at Brandon. Is Leo going to get revenge or say thank you?
The employees were asked to get behind the new plan. Were the employees asked to support or reject the plan?
That is the end of Part C. Part D. Sentence builds. Instructions. Rearrange the words or groups of words that you hear to form a question or sentence. Say your answer in the time provided on the recording. Example. Over. Get. Here. Answer. Get over here.
Your opinion. To hear. I want.
Greatly increase. They hope to. Their profits.
About the plan. More information. I gave her.
The manager said. More tasks. That we will be given.
Could we? The meeting. Possibly reschedule.
Finally found. He has. The solution.
That it actually. I doubt. Happened that way.
Next Monday will be discussed the change in hours.
Reduce and reallocate. They need to. Her responsibilities.
To expand. Are trying. Some companies.
That is the end of Part D. Part E. Story Retelling. Instructions. Now you will hear three stories. You will hear each story once, followed by a beep. When you hear the beep, you will have 30 seconds to retell the story. Tell as much of the story as you can, including the names, action, and ending. You will hear another beep when the 30 seconds has finished.
Jane works as a professor at a university teaching English to international students. She teaches English speaking skills and helps students prepare for exams. She really enjoys her job, especially meeting new people from different cultures and helping them improve their communication skills. The students really appreciate her hard work and attention.
When Adam was born, his legs didn't work properly. As he got older, he learned how to use a wheelchair. He also learned how to swim, and became the best swimmer on the team at school. He won many swimming competitions and began to train for the Olympics. Last year, he was awarded an Olympic gold medal for his country in swimming.
Debbie had just graduated from high school and was looking forward to going to college. She worked hard all summer and had earned enough money to rent a large apartment at college with some of her friends. But two of her friends didn't earn enough money to pay their share of the rent. So in the end, Debbie had to get a smaller apartment.
That is the end of Part E. Part F. Open questions. Instructions. You will hear questions about family life or personal situations that are familiar to you. Each question will be spoken twice, followed by a beep. When you hear the beep, you will have 40 seconds to speak. You will hear another beep again at the end of the 40 seconds.
Is a university education important in order to get ahead at work? Please explain your answer and give examples. Is a university education important in order to get ahead at work? Please explain your answer and give examples.
Should parents punish their children for being naughty? Please explain your answer and give examples. Should parents punish their children for being naughty? Please explain your answer and give examples.
That is the end of Practice Test 9.